Well, it's exactly now 5:34 South African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning on our program Nur Suhoor, the light of Sehri, the 29th of Ramadan, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, respected teacher, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah, who said it's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم وعرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah Friday, and still Ramadan, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse number 102, 103, and 104 for today's lesson. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, now he's the ruler and the person in charge of the matters there in Egypt. But he also knows that death is inevitable. Whether you are a Nabi, a prophet, messenger, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people, one day death will have to come. So he cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah, أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You are my protector, you are my patron in this worldly life and in the year after. Tawaffani muslima, Ya Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam, wa alhiqni bisalihin, and unite me with the devout and pious servants of Almighty Allah. Now we are reaching the ending of this whole story and anecdote of Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and the sons and so forth. So Almighty Allah addressing Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ. Amba is the plural of Naba. So important news. So their story, anecdote, and event of Joseph, Jacob alayhi salatu wasalam, is from the news of the unseen. Nuhihi ilayk, and we send the wahi revelation to you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why does Almighty Allah say we? Remember to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. And if you study Semitic languages, then you will know that it is common as a symbol of respect and reverence. Now here Almighty Allah is teaching us a lesson which we must understand properly. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing, all times, all places, all circumstances. Nothing is obscure and hidden from Almighty Allah. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I read for you another verse, and you will find the similar words as well. Chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse number 49. Chapter 11, verse 49. Tilka min amba'il ghaybi nuhiya ilayk. This is the news of the unseen. Here Allah gave and mentioned the story of Noah and the Ark, Nuh alayhi salam and the Safina. We send this wahi to you, Ma kunta ta'lamu wa anta. You did not know about it before. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given the greatest ilmul ghaib, meaning the knowledge of the unseen. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is given the most. But before the wahi and revelation, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know it. That is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. So Almighty Allah is alimul ghaibi wa shahada. He always knew, always knows, and will always know. And Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most knowledgeable in the creation and given the wahi. But before that, the Master alayhi salam did not know about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, and so forth. وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ. You were not there, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Where? There in Canaan, Palestine. إِذْ أَجْمَعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ. When they, the brothers, they reach consensus regarding this matter, that they are going to throw Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, in the well. Initially, they wanted to assassinate and kill him, Allah forbid. But Allah Ta'ala is the master planner. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَهُمْ يَمْكُرُونَ. While they were plotting, planning, and scheming. So meaning you are not there and you did not know. Now after the wahi revelation, now you come to know. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, is, will always be the only rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam, mercy to the entire universe. And Allah enshrines this, mentioned this in the noble Quran, chapter 21, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So he's the greatest lover, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of humanity. Everybody should become a Muslim, a mu'min. But Allah gives tasalli and pacifies the Master, alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ. And majority of the people, they will not bring iman and Islam. وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Even though that is your ardent desire to bring iman, they won't. So that is how, but we must carry on with the da'wat and the tabliq and inviting people towards Islam, propagating Islam in its pristine purity. But as it will be, people love their own ego, whims, fancies, and desires. Today, 8 billion plus people, 1 billion Muslims, all that 2 billion is all fairy tales, and 7 billion non-Muslim. So there you have it. So in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, remember that they were people, were mushrikeen, were idol worshippers. They were the Yahud, the Jews, the Christians. They were the atheists. All these type of people were there. And the hypocrites were there, the fence sitters. To sit on the fence is committing a major offense. So you see, now it just increased more and more. And things will go from bad to worse. And that will then usher in the day of justice, the day of Qiyamah. وَمَا تَسْأَلُهُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. You not asking them for any salary, any wages, any recompense. Allah will give you that. And Allah gave the best. إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ. The best of the best of everything. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And verily this Quran Sharif and the Master alayhi salam are a reminder for the entire humanity and the entire creation. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept our Surah Yusuf. Inshallah, tomorrow Brother Junaid Khan and myself will be, tonight we must scan the sky, and inshallah we will see the moon 35 hours, then to usher in the day of Eid, the night of Eid tonight, then tomorrow the day of Eid. So tomorrow at around quarter past 5, 20 past 5, inshallah Brother Junaid Khan and myself will do the program, and inshallah I will be in Heidelberg, and then I'll be going to Balfour for the Eid Salat and lecture and so forth. Let's take you around the world with news, views and interviews, and local, you can't forget. See, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whoever He wants. Allah gives disgrace and humiliates whoever He wants. Elon Musk, the owner of Twitter, he was born in South Africa, he settled in America, one of the richest person on earth. Now he got involved in all these rockets and what have you. So yesterday they sent that one rocket of his, Starship, and after 4 minutes, it was blasted to smithereens. You know, many, many years ago, the Americans named one of their rockets Challenger. And in matter of few minutes, who are you challenging? Allah Jalla Wala smashed it, and it blasted and exploded to pieces, and that is Allah's Qudrat. Millions and billions of dollars gone to waste. India, I told you that the Yahudis, the Jews, and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus, they are our worst enemies. Quran says that. I never say every Jew, I never say every Hindu, but definitely we will say majority of Hindus and majority of Jutlas and Haramis. So you must remember they were arch enemy. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So the nice title they gave Modi and his supporters and crazy guys there. So they said that Hitler's Hindus, that's a good term for us to use. So Hitler's Hindus, so see what they did. So there were communal riots, 11 Muslims were murdered and massacred and killed, and this was in 2001, in one area that is. And yesterday they had a court case for 60 of them. One is a minister of the BJP, and remember that this is the butcher of Gujarat, that is Modi. They, the Indian courts, they had a special court, they acquitted and said not guilty for all of them. So nobody is guilty. You murder Muslims, you rape our women, you do everything, but none of you are guilty. That is your so-called democracy in India today. We need to name them and shame them. And when he comes to South Africa, you lawyers, and I hope, and I know, inshallah, you will try your best. We must, instead of people stopping Putin to come to South Africa, we must stop this Modi from coming to South Africa. Remember that. We must do something about that. We need to name them and shame them. Remember that. Where is the humanity that you rape, you massacre, you burn our masajid and mosque and everything, and then you want the gold to come here? Nay, we must make the biggest noise regarding that. Remember this. Canada at the airport in Toronto, a gold heist there. Remember that. So millions again gone missing there. All this Facebook and so forth, Amazon, they're getting chamchas, they're getting their sidekicks and so forth, you must remember, and they get them to give 5-star reviews and all. Now they're getting exposed and so forth. The Saudis, they gone cross soccer mad, you know. They thought they will get honor. They brought Ronaldo there, Ronaldo, whatever his name, another shaitan, and is living there in sin, in haram, fornication, adultery. The Saudis changed the law for him. So yesterday, day for yesterday, whenever he showed them these true colors, what the indecent gesture he made to the crowd, and he told them, you go and, you know, go to hell, basically. So now the Saudis are saying, expel Ronaldo. That is, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Once you have MBS as your ruler, Murtad bin Shaitan, he and our government are very similar. Anything they touch, they will make it rot. You must remember that. And it disgrace upon disgrace. So that now the Saudis are saying he must be expelled and kicked out and deported. That is your Ronaldo. They pay millions and billions. Israel is preparing for the party of the century, the Haramis. Well, what are you celebrating? They say independence, 14th May, from now the celebrations will start next week, and 75 years. I want to ask you 4 or 5 questions. What are you going to celebrate? Your murder of Shirin Abu Akila in full view of the world? Are you going to celebrate how you attacked our Muslims in Masjid al-Aqsa, you Haramis, you super terrorist? Are you going to celebrate the pogroms that you carried out in Huwara? Are you going to celebrate? You must remember your terrorists and massacre gangs, whether it's Stern, whether it's Irgun, whether it's Haganah. Is that what are you going to celebrate? Are you going to celebrate your apartheid? Remember, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. A nation who Allah said he will punish them till the day of Qiyamah. Chapter 7, verse 167. No honor for them. Duribat alayhimu zillah. Allah Ta'ala has stamped upon them disgrace and humiliation. Remember, I told you the story yesterday, and this the Shia. Shias are kuffar. Remember that clearly. Repeat with me. Shias are kuffar. So there was one Sheikh Sa'ad today in Iraq. So yesterday he passed away in Mosul. You must learn how to pronounce the word Mosul. That is kuffar way of pronouncing it. We must use the proper Islamic Arabic term Mosul. And yesterday they say he fainted and he passed away. There's much more to that story there in Iraq. Sudan, sad case, more than 350 people killed, no food, no water, no electricity in some places there. And remember that the Americans want to pull out their people from Djibouti, they will send their guys. Israel, the haramis and the real terrorists have now made ties, diplomatic ties with Turkmenistan. And Turkmenistan, if you don't know where it is near Iran. So that is how they want to bootlick all the countries, you know. America is putting pressure on the African countries. You must have ties with America. Europe is an American pawn. This is it's just a chamcha, just a sidekick of America. That is what the Turkish minister said. A nice story for you local is the Namibian president is meeting Sirleaf. What's on the agenda? Pala, pala. You see? So imagine now, that is what's going to happen. Yesterday you heard the news that the Saudi Munsamis, that's the right name for them. I told you yesterday. Simple thing for them was that there was no sighting. All this is phantom sighting. Remember the Saudis' history and the moon. Remember, I can write a whole book on it. So all their so-called sighting is phantom sighting. If they were true Muslims, they should be fasting today and keep the fast. Tomorrow, Saturday, Eid, the whole world should follow them. But they are agents of the West and the enemies of Islam. They'll cause more and more division. Do you know, because you don't understand Arabic, today the khutbah will be delivered by Sheikh Mahir Mu'aykili. The imams of the Haramain are not allowed to use the word Palestine in their khutbah. They're not allowed to use the word Yahud, Jews, in the khutbah. Why? Courtesy of MBS. Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, who came to Darul Newcastle Jalsa in 2010, he said, don't go to Sanamas. This Harami MBS Murtad built the Sanama there in Medina. He said, don't go to Sanama. They lock him up for 10 years. And you want to come tell me and defend him? The Pakka Murtad. Shaitan, the harami. You can quote me anywhere in the world. So you must remember, there's no sighting, it's all phantom sighting, all these things. I sent out a message last night to all my groups and telegram. You accept it, you accept it. You don't accept it, Allah give you hidayat. Remember that the brothers in London, they say they received the message there already. Sighting took place there in Saudi, in Tumeir and that. But when you check the time, it means they saw the moon before the sunset. So therefore me, I call, not from now, past 30 years, I call them, you must remember, moon samis. You understood? There's no Eid today. You in South Africa, you in Africa, there's no Eid today. You are in Saudi, yes, you make Eid, the sun is on them. If your fasting is 28 days, then after Eid, you keep one day fast. That's compulsory. But remember, no country in the world must follow Saudis, and no person must follow them. I said this 1,000 times already. We reject Saudi sighting completely, and we reject global sighting completely. All these are fairy tales and phantom sightings. So, inshallah, today I will be going there to Heidelberg. I got my Jummah there. We will translate the khutbah from there. And tomorrow in Balfour for the Eid Salat and khutbah. Sight the moon, Muslims. And then read the du'as. Allahu Akbar. Hilalu khairin wa rushtin. Inshallah, Mawana Arafat and Mawana Zahid and Brother Yusuf Ali will be here Maghrib time. And then the program will continue. And inshallah, the announcement will make inshallah. But there's no need for announcement. 1,000. All of you see the moon here in South Africa. Send a message 084-786-3132 and inshallah the announcement will be made. Inshallah, Aziz.
I've got Kurt, Ustad. He says that why did Narendra Modi go to Pakistan secretly? Ustad Kurt.
So you must remember, they're always wheeling and dealing. You must remember politicians. I told you, Kurt, you can't be so naive. In the political field, one is for the public consumption and one is for the private consumption. So what must I tell you now? Is not Cyril meeting the president of Namibia? What you think they're going to discuss? They will tell you to strengthen bilateral issues and so forth. But the inside story will be that how could you embarrass us regarding Pala Pala and so forth. So a lot of issues. If I tell you Netanyahu, he met MBS the Murtad there in Niom. Do you know about that? But the Israeli press, they released it, I read it myself. So a lot of things go on behind the curtain, my brother. So you must remember the Pakistan current government are stooges and crooks. You can quote me anyway, Choroki Hukumat. And remember, America put them there and they took Imran Khan out. Imran Khan told them, go to hell. I will never allow you to use Pakistan as a base again. So that they could not stomach, they couldn't bribe Imran up. They made sure they got rid of him and brought these crooks here. So that's what happened. One crook recognizes another. You know how it goes on.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 084-786-3132. I've got Regan Ustad. He says, I've got three questions for you, Mr. AK. One question is that, who created God? Second question, what does God want from us? And the third one, he says, Regan says, why did we choose to be Christians, Ustad?
So let's start from the one, the third one. So you must ask yourself, how come you're a Christian, Regan? You know your Bible is not authentic. You got so many different versions of the Bible that the versions are confused. You say Jesus died, Jesus was born. So who was running the world before that? And you say that you believe in Trinity, three is one and one is three. So how do you answer all these questions here? So remember, Talib is still waiting for you, my sister. So you must remember that Christianity, remember, is false. Judaism is false. Everything is false besides Islam. That is the truth of the matter, whether you like it or you lump it. So remember that. Second one you must remember is this. Why did Almighty Allah create us? You tell your employee, example I'm just giving, just for our puny little brains, $1,000 a day. What do you expect from him? That he must show some loyalty to you, that you're paying him, giving him. Almighty Allah gave us eyes, ears, everything. You are in Durban, I'm in Johannesburg, people are in Toronto, London, here. They're listening to us now live. So who makes all this possible? Sunrise, sunset, you look at the moon tonight, a new moon. So who lets the waxing, waning of the moon take place? Almighty Allah. He created everything for our benefit, human beings' benefit. So we must recognize our Creator and worship Him alone. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And remember that I did not create human being and jinn, the invisible creation, but to worship me and recognize me. Now you must remember that there's one Khaliq, one Creator. Everybody, everything else is makhluk. So if you say that who created God, then God and we, what will be the difference? There'll be no difference then. So remember that Almighty Allah was, He is, He always will be. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore we believe Laysa Kamithli Shay, nothing in the entire universe resembles Him, and nothing of Almighty Allah resembles the creation, and no one is on par, not even a prophet, not a messenger, on equal with Allah. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. None is equal to Almighty Allah in any aspect, in any respect. So He is the only Khaliq, Creator. Everybody else, everything else is creation.
I've got a Buddha from Bosmond. He says, if I put kajur in my mouth before Azan time, but did not swallow it till Azan went, is my fast valid? Buddha, Ustad.
Buddha, Ramadan is ending and now you're asking. Buddha is a hunger man, you understand? So you come from Hungary, Budapest. A hungry man is an angry man. So yeah, my Buddha in Bosmond and Rivoli and everywhere else, you must remember. Normally what happens is this, the Adhan goes 2-3 minutes after sunset. So you just put it there by your tip of your tongue and so forth. And when the Adhan goes, then you will swallow it. So your fast is valid, but it's not good to do that, remember. But anyway, today is the last fast, inshallah. So tomorrow is Eid, inshallah al-Aziz. And you would wake up, yeah? You must look for the moon. And then you and your wife go tonight for honeymoon, inshallah. Eat present.
Ustad, what is Akil? He says that What do the different Arab countries think of each other? You guys are jokers. Is a key, Ustad.
Yes, 100%. So what are the jutlas? Are they not jokers? That you can see every weekend, there are 15 weeks in a row. 100,000, 200, 500,000. Are they not jokers? Are the Christian not jokers murdering one another there in Northern Ireland, in Belfast? Are the Hindus not jokers that they got the caste system? Which other religion you want to discuss? So 100% is Arabs, I just told you now, every one of them who made so-called peace with Israel, remember they murtad traitors out of the fall of Islam. They got Muslim names, but they're not Muslims, they sell out, you must remember. They use Islam for their hidden agenda and sinister motives, you must remember that. They hate one another and so forth. Therefore, you see, because Qatar got the World Cup, you got the idiots, the Saudis and the MBS and MBZ who's here in South Africa now, and so in PE. So they said, let's boycott them, Qatar. And what happened? It boomerang on them. Just like America said. Are Americans not jokers, the haramis, the super terrorists? They said they will make the ruble of Putin into rubble. What they said? They said, is a keel. They'll make the ruble into rubble. But the dollar is falling and the ruble is increasing. That is the system of Almighty Allah. Anybody who peddles all this and advocates batil falsehood, Allah will decimate him. The American empire is finished. Israel is finished. In a few years' time, there will be no Israel, inshallah. And you, my brother, better start choosing the right religion. Otherwise, you also will get finished. And you better read Ezekiel in a Bible. And one chapter, they got two adulterous sisters. Under apartheid, the censors board said that is pornography. Ezekiel in a Bible, subchapter, two adulterous sisters. Last question.
Ustad, I've got Bobby. Bobby says, have a beautiful Eid, AK. And he wants to know, how have things been in Zimbabwe since Robert Mugabe was overthrown? Bobby, who's that?
Sad, sad story. You must remember that. You never heard about the gold mafia, how the gold is now siphoned from Zimbabwe and is going to Dubai and so forth. And the Muslim guys, some of them are involved and so forth. So sad, sad story. People are there and you know, they had that money. When I get you quickly one story, you see. Once when I went, I've been there 5-7 times, I don't know how many times. So I went there once, so I looked at their note. When I turned it around, it was blank. So I asked him, what's wrong? I got the wrong note. They said, no, all the notes are like that. I asked him, you mean there's nothing at the back? He said, no. I said, why? He said, the ink got finished. You understood? So that is your Zimbabwe story. Sad, sad story. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 today will be Mufti Aku with Muazzaid Khan. And then 11:20, we will be there in Makkah, Sheikh Mahir. And inshallah, for Jummah, I will be in Heidelberg, Masjid Ur-Rahman. And tomorrow, and yesterday, with Allah's help and Allah's mercy, we completed the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala accepted. So today, between 1 o'clock, 1:30, you can listen to Surah Nas again. It's a repeat of yesterday. And 1:30 to 2, the dua, inshallah. So that's a repeat of yesterday's lesson. Allah Jalla will accept it. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.